everybody, or welcome to or welcome back to another episode with Seeing Things for What It Is with Naya. This is my fifth episode. I'm so excited about all the love that I've been getting for my podcast. I really appreciate all of you guys. In this episode, I wanted to talk about the differences between needing, wanting, and loving somebody. You know, a lot of people get these mixed up most of the time. A lot of people can't recognize the things that they do in their life as in needing somebody. They don't recognize that they're being needy. And, you know, it's not really good to need somebody. You know, it's okay to want somebody depending on what you're wanting them for. And I'll get into more detail about that in more in the podcast. And loving somebody is the next step to me after wanting them the proper way. Not the negative way, because there's negative ways too. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Before we start, here's a quick anchor ad that I would love for you all to hear. Okay, so the difference between needing, wanting, and loving somebody. The meaning of needing somebody is really to be codependent. It can be two different ways. You can have the caregiver role, or you could be the person that's trying to be part of the caregiver role. As in, I'm not sure if I'm explaining it right, let's say somebody's looking for attention, pretty much. You know, they're dependent on somebody to take care of them, or dependent on somebody to determine their feelings. Somebody's down, they're going to feel down, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. But being codependent of someone, feeling like you need someone to be happy, like I said, it's okay to need somebody for the emotional support, or need them to get through something like a trauma or anything tragic, or maybe you need them to go to the store, get you some medicine if you're sick, you know, things like that is what you're supposed to need somebody for, but not rely on somebody emotionally to make you feel better. That's needing somebody, you know, being codependent. So codependent relationships is when a person is needy, dependent upon someone else. Someone who is codependent will plan their life around pleasing their partner. Okay, so an example is you are depending on someone else's happiness to make you feel happy, like I said before. Maybe, I think this is a good example too. And, you know, some females feel like if they like somebody in school or something, like me, it's usually younger females sometimes, they like somebody in school, and they feel like maybe the only way to make somebody happy, or if they're with somebody to make somebody happy, is to have sex with them. I actually know quite a few females like that. They feel like their partner, the only way to prevent their partner from cheating is to continuously have sex with them, even if they don't even feel like having sex. I think that's a little weird. I really don't think you should be in a relationship with somebody if you're scared they're going to have sex with somebody else just because you don't want to have sex with them that one time. Like, nobody really wants to have sex 24 hours a day. If you do, you probably are a sex addict, and you probably need to go get checked out a little bit. So no offense to you, but, like, you know, sex is not everything, you know what I'm saying? So, but anyway, let me continue. And here's some characteristics of maybe somebody that might be codependent, in a codependent relationship. Feeling responsible for your partner's actions. Loving people who are rescuable. And what that means is usually somebody that seems like they need to be cared for. For example, I'm going to use somebody I know. They only were attracted usually to people that were broken or had like problems in their life, because they felt like they were someone that they could save them, like they could save them pretty much. And that really doesn't do much for you. It really just brings you down most of the time. It's not really healthy to be doing, relying on somebody, trying to please them because you think that their life is hard and they can't, come to terms with their own feelings. So you feel like you're the one that needs to do all of that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the caregiver role, that's basically what it is. Like, you feel the need to do everything for them, even emotionally. You're scared to say no because you don't know what they're going to say. Try to avoid conflict, all things like that, So, here's some more examples. If you feel aggressive or mean when you say no, like I said, feeling anxious to make literally everything in your relationship work correctly. Like, you almost have like OCD trying to make sure your relationship is correct and perfectly smooth. It's gonna drive you crazy, and I'm actually probably gonna drive your partner crazy, because it's like, let it rock a little bit, let it be what it is. You don't have to control every situation, and that's what a lot of people codependent is too. They always feel the need to control everything, otherwise it's just everywhere in their head, And you don't have to control everything, you know what I'm saying? So, that's why you have to set boundaries. The first thing you should really do is recognize codependency. Boundaries. What are your core values? Reflect on yourself, on yourself every day, every single day. Just do the simple things to repair your relationship. So, what does codependency look like? I think I explained it a little bit, but I'm going to explain it a little more. Are your moods always based on your partner's feelings? Do you agree with your partner to avoid conflict and fear of retaliation? If any of those examples or options are you, or maybe somebody that you know or you've seen do all this, maybe they're a little codependent, just a little bit. I'm not a, psychiatrist or anything. I do a lot of research on everything I'm talking about, so I'm not just talking just to talk. I really do my research and try to, put it together with everything that I think in my head as well, or my opinions. But anyways, to continue, how can you possibly stop being codependent? Like I said, find out where your expectations are coming from. Establish boundaries, like I said. Come to an agreement with each other that you'll maybe stop doing certain things. You have to put limits on stuff and be able for things to work. Just like, when you have kids, you have to put limits on everything for them so they know not to do it. You can't just let your kids do anything. It's not gonna work out, because then they're eventually just gonna be a little destructive and not wanna listen to you or have any respect for you, I should say. It's not that they don't wanna listen, they just don't feel the need to respect you, because that's something that should be set in any relationship that you come across, friendship, relationship, family too. So another thing you can do is resist the urge to fix or control or save. So, like I said, codependency is, you feel like you have to be the caregiver and do everything for somebody sometimes. And once you recognize what codependency is and do all the right steps to fixing it. And this is one of the steps as well. Just stop. Stop trying to fix people. Stop trying to control everything that other people are doing. This is the time to prioritize your growth. So just focus on you. Focus on figuring out what you want in your life, what your goals are. Because, you know, you're revolving your life around somebody. Yeah, so you're basing your life around somebody and you want to stop that. You want to, it's driving you crazy, little do you know. And it's probably driving the person crazy that you're doing that with. Just stop and be like, yo, chill. Let me just worry about myself. Let me use this goal books on Amazon for anybody that doesn't know that. They have goal books. You write down your goals, what you like to do, what are your values, what are your hobbies, things that, you know, that you would like, things that would, that you are satisfied with. You. That's the main word, you, you know. Like I said, prioritize your, you know, yourself. Make sure everything in your life is good enough for you. Take accountability for anything that you do. People will always be there. And if people aren't meant to be in your life, they won't be there then. And, you know, it's hard to accept things like that, especially if it's somebody that you've known for years. But let me tell you, it's okay, because you'd probably want them to be cut off now than in the long run and see why they should have been cut off before. So if somebody's not supposed to be in your life, then let them go, you know. The right people that's supposed to be in life that will support you will stay there in the long run. It doesn't matter what you go through, how you do it, where you're going, and, if you don't want to speak to people, because sometimes people get mad when you don't want to speak to them. And just want to let y'all know that not everybody is just ignoring you. Everybody usually kind of goes through their own thing. And sometimes they just don't feel like talking to people. And I know a lot of people like that. And I'm definitely one of those people. Sometimes I just don't feel like talking unless it's to my boyfriend or something. But everybody else, I really don't. Sometimes I don't feel like talking to at all. I just want my me time, you know, just to chill. Sometimes I literally just don't feel like talking. Like, I don't even feel like opening my mouth. So, yeah, so when somebody does that, don't think that it's, you know, bad or anything. They're ignoring you. You know, sometimes it's really just a self-season. I heard somebody, this girl that I watch on Facebook, I love it. Her name is Love Dorsey. She always says, self-season, self is season. Basically just taking a good chunk amount of time, just focusing on yourself, not on anybody else, just you prioritizing yourself and everything that you're doing to make yourself a better person, just you, okay? So, the meaning of wanting somebody now, okay? So, wanting someone means having a desire for someone. Desires manifest in a bunch of different ways can be the first step to loving someone or belonging. So I do agree that wanting somebody it can be the first step to loving somebody, but people do use the word want differently as well. Wanting somebody doesn't always mean one thing. Someone can want you sexually and have a deep lust for you instead of actually wanting to get to know you and having love be the actual outcome of that whole relationship. And just because we feel we want someone doesn't always mean need them. In other words, you may feel like somebody really strongly, you may like somebody really strongly after a few dates, but are you and their values compatible? Do you almost have the same interests in life or some type of goal that you guys have? Are you guys striving for anything in life? Or is one are one of you just kind of a go with the flow type of person in life? You're not really setting anything for yourself, etc. Loving, someone is the next step after wanting them, because when you want somebody, it's like you like crushing on them. It's like the best feeling when you want somebody and you're first starting dating, and keeps you on your toes. So, like I said, it's not always wanting somebody in a good way. Some people get love mixed up with lust, and that's where I'm getting at with the sometimes people say they want you, but they just really just want to have sex with you or do something sexual with you. And it's not nothing, it had nothing to do with love. And a lot of people get love mixed up with lust a lot. And some people can't even tell when somebody's just trying to lust after them instead of love them. 'Cause loving somebody is intoxicating, it's intense. Wanting to spend most of your time with your partner, Needing is receiving attention. Loving is giving attention. So it's different, and you just gotta know what to do and how to differentiate the two things. If somebody just wants to lust after you, you should definitely know. If you're not sure, we have plenty of resources on the internet to know if somebody's just trying to lust after you. Me, I personally, if I don't understand something, whether it's words, I go look it up and try to understand the situation a little more. Or I have people that I follow on Instagram or YouTube that give pretty good, relationship advice, or, just advice period for, one-on-one type of people, like friendships, family, things like that. I feel like it's important to follow people that have a stable mind like that and understand taking accountability in relationships and things like that, and give out advice from both sides, both genders. Because sometimes you come across people that just talk about one side, like they only talk about females' problems, or there's people that only talk about dude problems. I like people that talk about both, especially if it's a man. Not saying females can't. But I usually like when a man is talking about females and men. And I follow somebody. His name is Derek Jackson. He has a YouTube, he has Instagram, and he has a Facebook. And his advice is wonderful. I really have taken a lot of advice from him. I recommend him wholeheartedly to anybody that, has having problems trying to figure things out in a relationship. If somebody's just trying to have sex or really trying to get to know you, so love, caring deeply about someone, to be filled with a feeling of love for wanting, keyword, to get to know them. Mind you, it's like I said, keyword wanting, okay? Like I said, wanting is like the step before getting to love, I feel like. So I feel like real love can be intimate and affectionate and not sexual. I think sex is definitely one of the big parts in a relationship, but it isn't something that is needed, I feel like. I feel like once you have an emotional connection with someone, then that's really the icing on the cake. I feel like that's the icing on the cake. Growing with somebody emotionally, mentally, spiritually too, that's amazing. It's hard to come across somebody that wants to build with you in all those aspects besides sex. Somebody mentally stimulating you through just doing things for you or saying things to you, doing little things for you that you like, you know, being spontaneous in a relationship. Like, I think that's awesome. I have a relationship like that. Me and him have not had sex. All we do is connect emotionally and mentally. We still getting to know each other a little more every day. I feel like, you know, there's always new things to learn about the person that you're with. And I'm really excited to get to know him so much more than I already do. We've already had, like, little disagreements already, but that's okay. You know, that's what you're going to have sometimes when you're in a relationship and you don't know each other completely. Not saying we don't know each other or anything, but usually when you don't know how somebody reacts to certain things, or when they get in certain situations, or how they speak when things go, you know, et cetera, things like that, you know, it might cause a disagreement because you're two different people, and that's fine. You're not the same person. You're not supposed to agree with every single thing that your partner does, as long as you guys are not disrespecting each other.
Before we continue, here is a brief anchor ad.
When you want to learn each other as well, that's important, you know. So know how the other person is wholeheartedly without them even having to say anything to you, and you just know, you know. So, you know, like I said, it could be a non-sexual. Sexual relationships too are wonderful, especially if it's just with the right person. I don't know if you guys ever heard of soul ties. I guess that just means like having sex with other people that you're not really trying to have a real relationship with. You're like connecting in souls each time you have sex with somebody, doing things like that. I probably got to look more up on the soul ties. I didn't really look that up too much, so maybe I'll speak on it a little more later. But yes, sex is definitely a big part of a relationship, one of the big parts. You just got to know, like, are you giving yourself to the right person? You know what I'm saying? Are you a sex addict too? A lot of people have a sex addiction, and like I said earlier, they literally leave or are afraid of their partner leaving because they won't have sex with them. I had like a conversation on Facebook with a few friends in regards to if porn is cheating. Watching porn is cheating, I'm sorry. I personally think that, I don't think it's literally legit cheating, but I don't think my man should be watching porn. Like, nah, I don't think he should be watching porn. Like, no. And there was people that disagreed with me, and it was like, oh, you know, saying that, oh, would I rather my man watch porn or go cheat on me? And I'm like, well, if he feels the need to go cheat on me, then we don't need to be together. Because what the heck? That's what I mean about the emotional and mental connection. That's supposed to be the strongest, not the sexual relationship. The emotional and mental relationship between you guys is supposed to be the strongest. You know what I'm saying? Because what if, you know, what if one of you guys get paralyzed from the waist down? You know what I'm saying? And you can't have sex anymore. And you're supposed to really love each other, right? You can't just leave. You know, you can if you want to. But, like, if it's real, you know, real, real love, genuine love, you're not just going to leave somebody just because you can't have sex with them. I'm sorry. You just not, or go cheat. I'm sorry. If I love the person I'm with so much. I can't picture myself giving myself to someone else. I don't care if I got turned down for sex. I just know that I love you, and I love you, like, so much. I can't picture myself doing that and even thinking about hurting you in that way anyways. So that's why I feel like if you feel like that, you feel like if you stop having sex with your guy for, like, maybe 2 times you turned him down or something, and you think that he gonna cheat on you because of that, or you tell him that he can't watch porn and you're scared to tell him not to watch porn because he's gonna go cheat on you, then y'all don't need to be together. Y'all really don't understand that y'all kind of with each other for the wrong reasons. Like, that's really the wrong reason to be with somebody. To me, that's a red flag, honestly. If you, like I said, if you feel that way. Like, I'm not saying not to have sex at all. I'm just saying, like, that just doesn't sound right to me. I like to have sex, so I want to have sex with my boyfriend, and that's it. And I don't feel comfortable. I wouldn't feel comfortable with him watching porn because I just feel like you have me. What do you need to watch porn for? So I do not agree with it at all. I actually talked to him about that, and he was like, I don't need to watch porn. I was like, okay, well, at least we came to an understanding with that, because I don't think you would if you was watching porn and you got me right here. So I can understand if you lonely and you don't have anybody, you just want to satisfy yourself and you don't want to go out here and just be having sex with anybody, and you want to watch porn, then okay, do what you got to do. I'd rather you do that than catch STDs, but I wouldn't rather somebody stay with somebody they don't want watching porn, but if they tell them no, they're going to leave them. That don't sound right to me. I'm sorry. yeah, this is when it's the whole thing with that. But in conclusion, it is okay to want to spend your life with somebody. I am excited to see where my new relationship is going. We have been having a little up and down the last few days, but it's okay because I really, really love you, baby. I really love you. I hope you hear this, but I love you. And I hope all of you can come to terms with what type of relationship you're in. Don't feel like you need somebody. If you feel like you need somebody, you just really need to just take a selfless time to yourself and figure everything out for yourself. I think that's the best thing to do for yourself. And recognize what codependency is as well, like I said earlier. You know, it's okay to want somebody, but make sure somebody wants you for the right reason. Make sure that you want somebody for the right reasons. Don't waste anybody's time thinking that you love them, but you're really lusting at them. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know what lusting means, I think I explained it a little before, but you could definitely go look it up. Love versus lust. You know, it'll pop up for you right on the internet. Like I said, there's too many resources out here for you guys not to know or want to find out what things are. And I really, really hope that this episode helped you guys a little bit. Like I said, I usually do my episodes based on things that I've seen, based on things that I've experienced myself as well. I've had codependency moments in my life when I was in past relationships. I was in a relationship for 3 years. I didn't want to leave because I didn't want to be lonely. That could be one of the things, codependent. You know, I feel like I was going to be lonely, so I never actually left him. I just stayed with him for 3 years knowing that I didn't really want to be with him. I tried to make it work, just, you know, But it just wasn't working. I seen it going downhill. But eventually, I did break up with him. And that's just over. I don't, you know. So, I hope you guys find it in you. If you have relationships like that, don't feel like you need them. Like, if you need to take time for yourself, it's okay. It's okay to go take some time for yourself. Like I said, people gonna stay around, they're gonna stay around. They love you for real. If not, then you know what that means, right? And if you believe in God, pray to God to help you see clearly, help your heart when it gets hard for you to do it on your own. You know, just be the right person for yourself so you could be with the right person for a long time. You know, once you understand, get intimate with yourself mentally, emotionally, understanding yourself, then you'll be able to understand your partner or understand when somebody just, you know, is needy or needs you or wants you or wants to love you. You know, you'll understand, you'll see once you get in tune with yourself, your, I guess I could say empaths usually are in tune with themselves. They understand a lot about themselves and understand a lot about other people. I think I might be an empath because I typically see through people most of the time. There was a good chunk of my life that I couldn't see shit at all. Excuse my language, but I couldn't see nothing. And I'm happy that I grew up and matured. And now I can, you know. Sometimes it can be very annoying, though, seeing people for who they really are off bat. Because it just feels like sometimes people, it seems like everybody's like that. That's why I say when you come across somebody and they're really genuine, please stick with them. You know, don't push them away. If you don't understand your own feelings, you know, try to figure them out. I also do recommend counseling as well if you think that, you know, you're having a hard time keeping people around you. You don't want to end up alone because you can't understand your feelings. You don't know what's going on with you. Like, I really do recommend counseling. I know a lot of people don't like counseling because they just think that they want money to take, they just want money from them. That's not always the case. There's actually counselors and all that really do care about their patients and their jobs. I've been to counseling 3 times. The first 2 times I stopped going because I didn't think they were helping me. That was when I was younger though. And the last time I went was, last year. So I stopped going to her because she just said something kind of rude. And I'm not going to repeat that on there. But yeah, she said something kind of rude and it like really threw me off. And I just stopped going. I'm just like, I just got to get through everything myself. That's what it really boils down to, getting through everything by yourself. If you can't, like I said, you can't rely on other people. That's needing somebody. Like, a counselor is not there to make you need them to, they're not there to make you feel a certain way. They're supposed to help you get to the problem that's going on with you and help you maneuver through it and help you recognize it. That they're not supposed to make you feel a way or make you feel happy. That's not what they're for. It all comes down to you. Y-O-U in all caps, you. It all comes down to you and your happiness, what you want to do for yourself, taking accountability, recognizing that, yes, I am angry. Yes, I hold on to things. Yes, I'm controlling. Yes, it's okay to say all that. It's okay. Real people respect you more when you can admit to yourself or to them, like, you know, I know I've been acting crazy and, you know, this is why, you know what I'm saying? You get respected so much more when you do that. And you'll be so proud of yourself when you're able to admit it to yourself. Like, yes, I am doing this and I'm just saying this because I want to change. I want to be better. I want to get better, you know. That's when the real change come in. That's when you really start focusing on yourself. That's when you start just, you know, letting everybody know, like, no, listen, this is the time that I need to myself. And I probably won't talk to you much. But if I do, if I don't take offense to it. It's okay. And if you're mad about that, then I don't know what to tell you, honey. That's what you got to say, baby.
Before we continue, here is a brief anchor ad.
So, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode with Seeing Things for What It Is with Naya. I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode. Like I said before, I was really excited to do this because I'm in such a good mood now. But I hope you guys like, subscribe, or share. And stay tuned with me and keep up with my episodes. I upload bi-weekly. Sometimes I try to upload weekly, but definitely bi-weekly. So, without further ado, I hope you guys have a great, blessed night. Stay safe and take care of yourselves mentally, physically, everything. Be the best version of you. Don't let nobody stand in your way. Do what you gotta do for you. Never mind everybody else. Because when it's all said and done, like I said, it all boils down to you. You know? So I love you guys. Thank you all for supporting me. I really appreciate it. And stay tuned for the next episode in the next week or two. Okay? Good night.